Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay. Welcome back to another pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. Look, I'm gonna introduce you to Jeffrey Wiseman, who's the managing director of Navori Labs. Navori is in the fastest growing segment of AV, probably 5 or 6 years in a row, with the exception of maybe 1 or 2 COVID years that kind of threw things off. Digital signage. And I hate to use that term, Jeffrey, because digital signage is so much more than stupid digital signage. The term, I think, just kind of got away from us. It's advertising, it's communications, it's branding, it's tying, it's connecting people together. It's everything, Jeffrey.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's the idea behind digital signage, and for Navori as a software engineering company with that focus, it's really about communication. So delivering and playing content at the right place at the right moment. And there's a lot of different ways and things that we create to optimize that and ensure that we're always meeting that objective.
And I know that, you know, some people know, you know, I think it'd probably be a good idea to talk about Navori really quickly. And Navori is at NAVORI.com. I've known you guys for many, many years. You have always been a leader in software, the CMS, the content delivery, you know, the creative content stuff. That's really been your sweet spot. Of course, you're playing in every part of signage, and it's likely everyone has seen you without realizing they see you because you're behind the scenes.
Yeah, one part about being the software is, you know, we'll play any content you give us, but you know, you bring up a good point. Who is Navori? We are a leader, a pioneer in the software engineering space with a strategic focus on digital signage. We are a private company with 25 years in this space, which is quite a while for digital signage. I've been with Navori for 15 years now. So goes by fast, but it's a fun journey. And it changes often in the world of software, and we believe that software drives everything. Software is the engine that keeps things moving forward. So the innovation and the advancement is always coming from the software level, and I think that's what makes it so exciting at this company.
Yeah, and it's funny. I have actually, I'm a complete geek. I have gone to airports and looked behind the arrival departure monitors, the information displays, and I see your players. I see your players all the time, and I can tell it's your software. I mean, I've kind of got... You got a kind of a unique look and style to everything. I'm curious. Obviously, we're going to talk about ISE. You are in Hall 4 in booth P330. So we're going to talk about ISE. I know you're excited about the show, but I want to ask you about AI, because obviously AI could be a game changer in signage, and I know that that's something you guys have leveraged. So if I come to your booth at ISE in a couple of weeks, tell me if I'm going to see any AI.
Absolutely, you're going to see some AI. Navori, you know, in 2018, we took about 40% of our dev resources and we focused them on our first AI project. And at that time, it was a risk that we took, which has really paid off. Uh-huh. We are the first digital signage provider to deliver a fully integrated AI solution that works as part of the tool, as opposed to having a third-party AI that runs in parallel to the digital signage, or we have some competitors that have acquired third-party companies that do some AI and they try to blend and marry that together. We've been successful at building from the ground up a solution that is doing digital signage in its natural form and then augmented by AI so that we can provide better measurements, so that we can provide a better understanding of what's happening in the space where the content is playing. And I think that goes to what the industry is expecting today, which is an understanding of the ROI and the measurement. So I know some level of attribution for each content that plays. So did people watch it? And in certain contexts, even going further to combine it with other information, so I can understand, did that yield the business outcome that I'm looking for? For example, sell-through information from a POS system.
Well, you know, you have some interesting data about the success of automation of signage, which would, you know, the AI is a big, would be the great leverager there. 97% reduction in content management costs when you're using AI. Think about that. So for example, if you're doing AI for a restaurant, you can automate the process of changing the menu, delivering the, you know, real-time menu changes, but also long-term menu changes. You can even send that content to a local business who wants to connect to a restaurant or a lunch place or a you know, any kind of service business that goes there normally. They could have that content played on their signage. That's an example of automation of content management. 87% increase in audience engagement. That's a pretty big, those are two really good stats.
Absolutely. There's no question that AI is changing the way that digital signage works. But I mean, if we go more general, AI is changing the way that software works. So I think it's really about who's going to adopt it in a way that makes sense for the businesses that are using our type of technology. And I think we've done all the right steps. And if you come see us at ISE, we'll be able to show you exactly how that applies and even let you try it out.
The nice thing about AI is I think it makes it a lot easier for integrators to get into signage. One issue with signage has always been it looks great the first week you put it in, and a lot of people just don't take the time to curate the content constantly. AI is the big the solution for that. You also have an ecosystem of partners that is probably one of the best in the industry. Talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, for us, our partners make our business. Navori, you know, when you are a software publisher in a niche market, a few things are important. One, you have to watch your bottom line, which means you have to make sure that you're conscious of the cost of scale and do it optimally. That means that in order to stay focused on our core competency, which is digital signage software, we have to have enough digital signage software projects to work on a regular basis to generate enough revenues to keep that model working.
Sure, sure.
So we've been very successful at scaling internationally, and I would say maybe the most successful in our space. And a lot of that is due to our success in finding the right partners that could deliver turnkey solutions and offerings to end users in each vertical market where we sell that's tailored to that vertical market. And that lets us have the benefits of multiple worlds, which is a vertical oriented solution, but also a specialized product that could live in a composed environment.
Yeah, it's for me, I feel like the place that like one of the reasons why I don't like the term digital signage is how signage is being used in advertising. It's really experiential. Signage is really a game changer. You know, content on a display is a game changer for experiences. You know, everything from Times Square to even just a retail store to a local doctor's office, they can all use, you know, your content expertise, both from software, hardware standpoint, the partners that you have. But obviously, retail is a big driver of signs. You talked about how you have to have enough business, you have to have enough clients to stay in business. Retail's got to be a big part of your business.
Retail is huge, and retail cares about measurement. Retail cares about attribution. Retail cares about ROI. And if you don't do it well, you might win a project, but it won't scale the way it's supposed to.
There's some examples of that recently.
Oh, yeah. You can have a retailer where you do 1,000 nodes, but you were supposed to do 10,000 nodes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's so you have to do it right if you want to continue to grow year over year. And we're seeing a huge trend for retail media. So we've built very specific tools directly related to how to monetize your network. We have clients that no longer look at digital signage as a cost center, but more as a profit center. We've built native integrations to the largest programmatic providers that are out there today. That allows our users to have a out-of-the-box access to a pipeline of advertisers that wish to buy their network. We also have our own built-in tools for managing campaigns and doing guaranteed bookings. That's sometimes beneficial. It allows them to make direct deals without paying third-party fees. We have very rich and robust analytics and reporting, so they get benefit from certain first-party data that other platforms aren't able to provide at the same level.
Yeah, and obviously all of this helps anyone who's integrating signage get into a new segment of the market. Because once you get into retail, it takes you so many different directions. You're in hospitality. You know, obviously retail, part of that is hospitality. You're in healthcare. You're also in all the levels of services, but also experiential. You take a, you know, the typical huge mall space or retail space, those are going to be turned into entertainment venues in short order. And even in theaters, I can't remember the last time I was in a theater that didn't have signage, right? They're driving the content that's on the menu displays, but they're also driving the content for upcoming shows and even advertising. There's even, direct advertising there. So there's all these revenue opportunities. And as you said, you can actually develop a model. And I know Navori will help support that model for selling signage without having much of an upfront cost.
Yeah. And it's like you said, in 2010, when I started in digital signage, there most restaurants had print menu boards. Most malls had static posters. Grocery stores weren't even close to putting digital screens in all of their locations. 2025, it's completely different. And go even further, now they're asking themselves, okay, there's ways I can actually turn this into part of my business strategy and make money out of it. So they're investing lots of resources into building teams and strategies around that. And I think that's part of the fuel that's going to drive the growth of this industry in the next few years.
Agreed. And by the way, if all this sounds intimidating, think about it this way. If you've got meeting rooms, if you've got classrooms that you're managing, think about all the downtime and how signage could play a part in that. So for example, when students are changing classes, you can put signage on those displays real easily with Navori's system. You could put content on the meeting room displays, and eyeballs are eyeballs. And it may be an internal message that you're trying to get across, or it may be programmatic if you have a large enough client. And like you said, you have direct plugins with all the programmatic the major programmatic networks that are out there. So you're going to be at ISE in Hall 4, booth P330. I look forward to going by there just because this is a segment of the market I'm really excited about. As I said, it's one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing segment of the market, hands down for the last 6 years. You know, obviously when COVID hit, we could argue that that was a bad year, but let's look around. I would go into a Whole Foods. I'd never see any digital signage. Now I go into every grocery store and their signage. I go into all the coffee shops I go to. Even small ones have signage now. I mean, it's exploded. And a lot of that came out of the pandemic.
100%. It's an exciting time for digital signage. And even as you mentioned earlier, you're seeing more and more automation. You're seeing more and more connections to existing systems. Like even if I'm in a corporate workspace, we have tie-ins with Microsoft Teams, Power BI, Tableau. Content comes from everywhere. And our job is to automate the ability to get that content to the screen with the least amount of human intervention. And I think that's something that Navori does really well. And I think it's one of the things that we're trying to highlight at ISE too.
Yeah. And remember that sometimes that's software, sometimes that's hardware, sometimes it's a combination of both. And Navori does all of it. So check them out at Navori.com. Make sure you make a plan to go to Hall 4 P330. Jeffrey, I really appreciate it. I've been talking to Jeffrey Wiseman, who is the managing director of Navori. Congratulations on your success. And I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you.